More than a million Californians signed up for health insurance under the Affordable Care Act, many of them online, but also in health clinics, big box stores, and other places targeted by Covered California. And soon, under a brand new law in San Francisco, they'll also be signing up in jail. The sheriff says making sure people have health coverage when they're released will help prevent them from committing another crime and coming right back. But as the California Report's health reporter April Demboski explains, there's more to public safety than just issuing an insurance card.
In the San Francisco County Jail, a dozen women in bright orange uniforms sit in a circle, slouching and shifting. For one woman in the group, Sophia, this is one of the last meetings she'll have to sit through. She's counting down the days until her release and an escape from a life on the inside that she has few words to describe.
Lonely, boring.
Sophia, who asked that we not use her last name, was caught driving a stolen car in January and sentenced to 3 months in the county jail. She says she had been getting treatment for mental health and substance abuse problems. Then her coverage ran out.
Then it stopped in December, and I didn't get it reinstated. So I didn't address any of my issues, and I guess that's why I found myself in a car driving around.
She thought she might not do that again if she could get back onto a health plan. She asked the jail if they could help her find one. Tanya Merritt came from the jail's health department to see if she qualified for Obamacare.
I'm just going to start asking you some questions.
Okay.
They sit together in a bare room next to the jail bunks to go over the paperwork.
Prior to your arrest, did you have an income?
No.
Okay. So then you would likely qualify for Medi-Cal.
And Obamacare has changed two key things for the formerly incarcerated. First, it expanded the Medi-Cal program to include childless adults. That means most prisoners will now qualify for the free government health coverage when they get out. Second, all plans must now cover treatment for mental health and substance abuse disorders, problems that affect more than half the people in prison or jail.
So we're almost done.
Pretty soon, these health insurance signups will happen for all inmates at the San Francisco County Jail, whether they request it or not. And they'll happen right when most new arrivals get booked into custody.
You have essentially a captive audience.
Sheriff Ross Mercurimi wants to make sure the 30,000 prisoners who come through the jail system every year are covered on the day they're released.
I believe that that will go a long way to helping us improve public safety by using a public health strategy.
The sheriff was behind a new city law that takes effect in a couple weeks. It authorizes his staff to enroll people into health care plans under the Affordable Care Act, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Other counties are exploring similar efforts. California's state prison system gets outside contractors to enroll its inmates into Medi-Cal, not just so they'll be covered when they get out, but to tap into federal money that pays for hospitalizations of the currently incarcerated. Mercurimi acknowledges that getting coverage for the newly released is just one small step. Just because someone has a newly minted Medi-Cal card doesn't mean they'll know how to use it.
No, they're going to have to demonstrate the wherewithal and resourcefulness and know how to use that Medi-Cal card. We and our staff help them get ready, but ultimately it's on them.
And it's hard. So utterly hard.
Wanda Fain was just released from state prison after 21 years behind bars. Everything is new to her. She says she needs a friend just to help her ride the bus.
And they tell me which bus we on. They tell me what stops to get off.
Navigating the healthcare system is even more confusing for her. Fain has seizures, lymphoma, and bipolar disorder. In prison, the guards regulated all of her care for her. She wasn't allowed to eat a meal until she took her meds. But on the outside, it's up to her to find the right doctor, the right pharmacy, and to figure out which four buses she needs to take to get there.
It's little things like that that people think that are so easy. They are so overwhelming.
If Sheriff Mercurimi's plan is really going to work, people getting out of jail are going to need help on the other side. There's one health clinic in San Francisco that does this really well. So well that federal Obamacare officials gave the clinic money to replicate itself across the country. The Transitions Clinic is designed specifically for former prisoners and is staffed by former prisoners. They help patients find a job, a place to live, food, and see their doctor or psychiatrist all in one place. Juanita Alvarado is one of the community health workers.
I was incarcerated and I was homeless and I had mental health. I was alone and scared and afraid. That's what I say to them, and that usually opens a door.
They're very helpful because they've been there, done that.
Wanda Fain says she's one of the lucky ones who lives near one of these clinics. There are only three in California.
If I didn't have Juanita Alvarado or any of them, I'd be in, I don't know where I'd be. Probably be on my way back.
Most people do go back. 61% of people who leave a California prison return within 3 years. San Francisco is hoping Obamacare might be one piece of a possible solution. For the California Report, I'm April Dymbosky.